Once upon a time, three brothers lived not too far from here, and they enjoyed a good hunt. But before I tell you about their hunt, a few words about their mother, the great queen. Their mother was a great queen, but she knew her time would soon be ending. So she said to them, "Listen, I'm about to die. Promise me to rule as I have ruled, with fairness and with compassion." And sure enough, a day came and a day went, and another day came and another went, and the queen passed away. Allah yirhamha. They buried her alongside her fourth husband, a farmer in his boyhood. They buried her alongside him at the foot of the faultless water spring of Ain Kenya. I don't know how many of you have been to Ain Kenya's spring, but it is remarkably beautiful. So a day came and a day went, and a miraculous oak tree grew where her body lay buried. And each day the three brothers would visit to honor and respect their deceased mother. In her name they would visit the oak tree, respecting the water that she skirted with her massive trunk. Then one day, now it might have been yesterday, a gazelle suddenly sprang before them, and oh, how she filled their eyes. All three brothers started to argue who should hunt her. This one said, "She's my prey," and that one said, "No, she's mine." Finally, they agreed that if the gazelle passed near one of them, then she's his and his alone to hunt. Now, I have to tell you that she was not really a gazelle. You know how it is in such stories. She was a young lady from another world and capable of transforming herself to her animal form at will. So this young gazelle gazed at the three brothers, and since a good person always stands out, she picked one of the brothers, the eldest, Dilqadir, and she passed right under his nose, or his horse, that is. "All right, brothers," Dilqadir announced. "You must go back now. You can see that she is mine. She is obviously chosen me." And so the chase began. He chased the gazelle and chased the gazelle and chased the gazelle until he lost her in the wilderness of a new illegal settlement. And there he came upon a lioness giving birth and having a very difficult time with it. She begged the young man for help, and so he did. And in return, the lioness gave Dilqadir three of her newborns, Suwah, Luwah, and the unnamed one. And she said to him, "Listen, if you ever find yourself in a difficult situation, all you have to do is call out their names. They are your spiritual guardians, and they will come to the rescue at any time." Now in the morning, Gazelle appeared again, and they did as they had done before. She filled his eyes and ran. Forgetting the world and the word behind him, Dilqadir jumped and chased after her, until on the fourth day, Gazelle led him into a very strange village that he had never been to before. And here I have to mention that Dilqadir had three lovely sisters, but we don't hear about them in the beginning of the story because he had never seen them for the longest time after they were married off to very good, respected families. So now, losing sight of Ghazali, he saw his sister and he could not believe the wonderful surprise, for he had no idea where she lived after her marriage. And how happy they were to greet each other. They celebrated with singing and dancing and feasting. "And what brought you this way, brother?" she asked him. "Gazelle, gazelle brought me." "Well, no one is any match for that gazelle." In the morning, Dilqadir mounted his horse and moved on. A gazelle appeared and did as she had done before, slowing down and then running away as soon as he came near, until she led him into place where his second sister lived. And the other sister also asked, "So, brother, what brought you here?" "Gazelle brought me." Again, Al-Qadir's second sister told him, no one's any match for Gazelle. Now the next day, it was the same. Gazelle led Al-Qadir to his third sister's town. And again, words of love were exchanged, feasting, singing, dancing. Now, each one of his sisters had given Al-Qadir a hair, saying that if you're ever in a difficult situation, just rub this hair, and before you know it, we'll be there. So on the 30th day, Gazelle jumped again before him, and when he chased her this time, it appears that she led him into her own city. Now let me tell you, this Gazelle has suitors all over the world. See her castle? And every time one of them comes to ask for her hand in marriage, her father, the great king, says to them, well, he who can move this mountain away from in front of my house can have her hand in marriage with my blessings. But whoever can't move it, I'll have his head. Now, I told the same story to Al-Qadir. And do you know what he said? He said, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to ask for her hand. And remembering the hairs his sisters had given him, they were magic hairs after all, he rubbed all three of them. He took them out of his pocket and he rubbed all three of them like this. And behold, 6,000 hosts of jinn appeared. And Gazelle, she too was there because she loved him after all. And she wanted to help him move that mountain. So they all started on that mountain, and before day had risen, look, by the great merciful Lord compassionate, it was as if there was no mountain there at all. And when the sun rose, it shone on her father's bed, and he cried out, ah, alas, Al-Qadir will marry her after all. Let me tell you what a wedding it was, the wedding of Al-Qadir and Ghazali. All the families of the noble courts, all the villagers, all animals, spirits, and men from all around the globe were there. Amen.